welcome to another fantastic episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and this week, I'm spying on you. Yep, I know all about that lunch you thought was yours but really wasn't and you ate anyway. I know all about that last deadline you kinda fudged when it came close to crunch time. And let's not even talk about those cheat codes, right? Okay, I'm not really doing any of those things, but we are talking about a whole nother kind of spying. And not the NSA kind, either. Nope, we're talking about spying into your RTL design. My guest this week is none other than Mike Gianfagna from Atrenta. And we're going to ask him about RTL sign-off, spy glasses, and spicy margaritas. Let's go. Thank you so much for joining me today, Mike.
It's always a pleasure, Amelia. Good to see you.
So first off, Mike, let's talk about RTL sign-off. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, funny you say that. I guess you've seen it in a few places here. It's here on our table. It's on our booth. I even have a tattoo of it on my hand, but it fell off from last night. So RTL sign-off is actually a little bit different than when people normally say sign-off. The point we make here is that normal sign-off is the final process of saying the design is manufacturable, I can print it, it's going to yield, all the design rules are correct. That isn't changing. That will always be important. However, what we're finding is more and more of our customers who used to say running Spyglass or Atrenta's tools early in the process is a nice to have, it gives me a better confidence, but it's a nice to have. What we're finding is that a lot of these same people are saying, now we have a flow that says there are a set of must-pass requirements. The testability must be at a certain level of percentage. I must have a certain power consumption. My clock domain crossings must be certified as bug-free before I take it to the next stage in the design. So it's kind of a hard gate. It's not a nice to have. It's a need to have. And that's been a remarkable change in the past 12 months, which is why we're talking about RTL sign-off at the booth. It's a trend in the industry, and I think it's driven by two things. It's driven by complexity. By the way, we're working with a customer now to do a verification on a billion gate chip. I said billion, and I said gates. It's ridiculously big. So complexity's driving that need. You can't leave it to the end anymore. The other thing that's driving it is the tremendous amount of IP reuse. 70% of a chip today is design that nobody in that company did. They bought it from someone else. So the question is, how good is that design? So there's kind of a Consumer Reports kind of thing happening here where people want a level of quality and a level of understanding of what it is they're buying and what the integration risks might be downstream. And that's IP sign-off. And we're working with a lot of companies on that, including TSMC. We've been working with them on a soft IP program now for several years. And that's an example of that kind of thing, is that companies want sign-off of the quality of the building blocks, and then they want sign-off of the integration and the completeness of the design before you go into what's traditional sign-off. And it's a very, very strong trend, and it's really actually happened in the past 12 months.
Interesting. So, Mike, when is this crucial?
It kind of depends on the customer, and it depends on the design flow. But what we're finding is that there's a lot of very early analysis that goes on, but there's kind of two critical points where people will put a gate or a sign-off requirement. The first one is kind of early in the process. It's when they're doing IP selection. Customers today are getting very smart about their buying habits. So what they will require is that a piece of IP has a certain level of certification. In fact, it's kind of amusing. If you look at our website and you look at a lot of IP providers, they talk about Spyglass Clean IP. I'd like to say we invented that. We didn't. It was the customer's customer. It was the end customer who's buying the IP who said, I want this Spyglass clean. I'm sick and tired of buying IP from you, running Spyglass, and then finding errors on incoming inspection. Why don't you, IP provider, do those checks first? So over the past few years, we got several calls from IP providers saying, my customer told me to run Spyglass. How do I do that? May I buy it from you, please? I mean, that was a very nice trend, but that was the first part. It's like, get it right and get it verified and certified before you start using it. So that's kind of the first place. The second place is actually a little bit late in the RTL design flow. It's kind of at the gate to hand off the synthesis place and route. There's a lot of customers that are saying, look, before I begin doing a 3 to 4 week back-end iteration, every time I want to do this design, if I don't try, it's 4 weeks, and it's a lot of expensive tools and a lot of scarce engineers. Let's have the design be a certain level of implementation ready before we do that handoff. So that's literally the other place. It's kind of very early in the flow, and then it's very late in the RTL design flow. People will be running Spyglass and Bugscope and all of our tools through the process, but when they get to that magic point that says, I'm ready to hand off to the back end, they first want to say, is it clean? Has it passed a certain level of requirements? Do I have a level of confidence in this design that I can now give it to these expensive engineers and expensive tools and long iteration runs that we're going to do the minimum number of those and we're not going to have a lot of kind of fire drills, if you will, on the back end?
So, Mike, you're not the only company, or Atrenta isn't the only company touting RTL sign-off. What sets you guys apart from the rest?
At one level, I will say that I'm very happy to see other people talking RTL sign-off. I don't want to be a field of one in a market. Clearly, we're not. So what sets us apart, and actually I'll give you a little industry reference in a moment, but our view of it is that we're a company that has only done RTL analysis the entire life of the company. Everything we do sits above the synthesis, place, and route flow. Traditional EDA, we don't do that. We do the stuff above traditional EDA, or EDA classic, if you will. So we've built a company and built a complete flow around that RTL analysis domain. So we have a very complete platform. We can look at clock domain crossing, we can look at timing constraints, false path proving, we can look at routing congestion, we can look at testability, we can look at power, we can look at all those things. And it's the complete solution. And by the way, we acquired a company last year right after DAC called NextOp, and those guys do functional verification enhancement at RTL. So now we can do verification. That was actually a hole in our strategy that got filled very nicely by the NextOp company and their Bugscope product. So whether you're worried about, is my functional verification suite complete enough, or do I have coverage holes, or whether you're worried, is the chip going to consume the right level of power, or can I get to 99.6% stuck at fault coverage, which is kind of what we're hearing. And that's not easy to do, by the way. So we can help with all of those things. So it's a complete platform, and that's what sets us apart. Everybody else is talking about this, but one vendor will say, I have power sign-off, and another vendor will say, I have timing sign-off, another vendor will say, I'm the test god, I have test sign-off. And there are pieces. The interesting analysis that I do is that, and I've thought about this a lot and read all the DAC material, and you need at least four companies to create a platform the same as what we offer. So as long as that's true, we have that competitive edge. Now, the other thing I'll mention from an industry point of view, there's an analyst here called Gary Smith, who a lot of people know. He used to work for Gartner DataQuest, and now he's an independent. He does his big presentation on Sunday night and Monday, and he's got this thing called the must-see list that everybody kills to get on and all of that. So what is interesting is he listed us as a silicon virtual prototype supplier. He listed different point tool vendors as RTL sign-off. And you got to look carefully, and actually I talked to Gary about that, and he's talked about it during his presentations. His view is the silicon virtual prototype is the complete platform. It's the complete model that lets you start to do validation and proof that your design will work at the RTL level. It's what enabled the RTL sign-off market. And now he's following different point tool providers, but according to Gary, and I got that direct quote, is the silicon virtual prototype category is the superior category, his words, where all of the other vendors are now offering point tool solutions. So, you know, it's not just me saying this. It's a guy like Gary who thinks about this a lot. So it was very nice to get that validation that he's kind of thinking about it the same way we are. And to have a guy like him talk about it in big rooms is not a bad thing either.
Absolutely not. So let's talk about another big room. I was at the I Love DAC party last night. I must say it was a fabulous party. And I must commend you on the Spygarita. I enjoyed a couple myself.
Good for you. Number one, I'm glad you enjoyed the drink. Number two, I'm glad you still have a voice this morning, and I still have a voice this morning, because that may not be true. A little backstory on that, was each vendor who sponsored a bar got to do a custom drink. And our design spec was we were going to make a drink that was the exact green of the Atrenta corporate green. I have to tell you, I didn't even own a blender. So I bought a blender one weekend and had a lovely time with tequila and five or six other different little add-ons until we finally nailed that color. And that's the Spygarita. So I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was fabulous. Well, I think this is all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Mike. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Same here, Amelia. It's good to see you. Thank you.
And remember, if you haven't already, You should like us on Facebook at facebook.com/EEJournal. Check out our tweets at EEJournalTFM and join our circle on Google+. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fry page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or maybe the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of June 14th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton. You've been fried.